Be seated, please.
Page 243, ready?
Some glad morning when the clock is
Hallelujah, by and by. before our next song, please. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for Arthur Thomas. Thank you for bringing him into our lives. We thank you for his family. We thank you for Sister Briggs and for Mary Louise Young. And Father, we pray that you bless them and help them. Bless all of Arthur's family and all of his loved ones. Forgive us all of our many sins, we pray thee, in Christ's name. Amen.
Down to the golden sea, by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. Three more days, and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, my life must shine along the way. I'll sing his praise while ages roll, and strive to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God, I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lift a helping hand. Life's evening sun is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. I'll help someone in time of need, and journey on with rapid speed. I'll help the sick and poor and weak, and words of kindness to them speak. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift a traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun.
Brother Arthur Thomas was born on September 8, 1953 in Sermon, Texas, to the late Mr. Shed Thomas and Ms. Ethel May O'Neill Thomas. At an early age, the family moved to Dallas, where Arthur was a graduate of Madison High School. He was a member of the Pekinese Side Church of Christ. He's preceded in death by his two brothers, Jimmy Thomas and Richard Brown. He leaves to cherish his memory one daughter, Tyronza Thomas of Homer, Louisiana, mother Ethel May Thomas Briggs of Dallas, two brothers, Jackie Thomas and Billy Brown, one sister, Mary Yancey, all of Dallas, Texas, Mary Young, five grandchildren, two uncles, three aunts, a host of other relatives and friends. We all already miss Arthur. We loved Arthur. If you'd like to open your Bible with me this morning to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We just couldn't have a better shepherd than the Lord. This gives the idea of not only is he our shepherd, he'll look out for us, he will take care of the sheep, but he'll provide for us, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Nothing is more beautiful in the world to a sheep than green pastures. Nothing is more beautiful than still waters. Not a roaring brook, but still waters. The rail shepherd takes us to a place where it's easy to drink, where it's easy to get at the water. That cool little sad place there, where the backwater is. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, when I wander, he restoreth my soul. He goes after us. He loves us. He restores us. He disciplines us, and he brings us back to him. I thought that he would beat me to death. He beat me so hard in life. I learned very hard, but he restoreth my soul. He's just beat all the stuffing out of me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, and the reason that he does that is for his own name's sake. Just think of the glory that belongs to God, a God, the God, who can save a sinner like me, and who can save a sinner like Arthur Thomas. How powerful a God that must be that can save sinners like us. He restoreth my soul when I wander. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Arthur would have never believed that he would spend months feeding the poor. He worked down here for us in the kitchen and helped feed the poor for a long time. He lived in our houses. We wished he'd have never left. We didn't want him to leave. We begged him to leave. We begged him not to leave. We begged him to stay there. But often money gets us and leads us astray. And so he wanted a better life than the church could give him. He wanted a better house, because I admit that the place he was living was a shack. It was a shack. But the rent was right, didn't cost nothing. That's one good thing about it. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And the reason he does that is for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'd like the family to really notice this verse here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is not a place that we go to. It is a place that we go through. We go through the valley of the shadow of death to get to where we're going. And I'd like for you to notice also that metaphor, a shadow. No shadow of a gun has ever shot you. No shadow of a knife has ever cut you. No shadow of a sword can harm you. Paul refers to this in 1 Corinthians 15 where he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? It is but a shadow. Death is but a shadow. It is a place that we go through to get to the other side. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because there's no evil in it. There's no evil in it. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God's rod is for discipline. His staff is to return us home. The shepherd reaches out with a shepherd's crook, and that sheep falls in the brook. He can reach out and get that sheep by the neck and bring him out of the brook. That sheep gets caught up in the briars and in the thickets. He can reach in there with that shepherd's crook and get his legs and pull that sheep out of there. God is a God of battle too, and he'll fight for us with that shepherd's crook. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. God will fight for us. They comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God has promised to exalt us, if we're Christians, before our enemies. Often he does it in this life. I have seen it many, many times. Thou anointest my head with oil. Kings, priests were anointed with oil. Prophets were anointed with oil. And so just as kings and priests and prophets were anointed with oil, we as Christians are anointed with oil. And notice how much oil there is. My cup runneth over. There's an abundance of oil, an abundance of anointing in the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so death is a place that we go through, not a place that we go to. It's a place that we go through to get to the house of the Lord, to dwell there forever. We're going to take an opportunity now and let any of those who are here that would like to say something about Arthur, we'd like to have you come up for a moment. And then after you've done that, well, we will have another scripture reading. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ann. I was very close, so friend to Arthur. He always called me. We spent a lot of time together. And I'm going to miss Arthur. I'm really going to miss him because he was my friend. He knew about the Bible. He knew about God. Because he always told me every time we were together, he always talked to me about the Lord. But he knew the Lord. Y'all might not know it, but Arthur knew the Lord. And I knew Arthur. And he was a very close friend to me. He was a loving person. He was a good man. So I just want to say to the family, I love y'all. And anything I can do, just call on me. Because I know the Lord will be there for y'all, so just keep your hands in the good Lord, and he'll make
them. Amen. Anyone else knew Arthur would like to say something? I'm going to speak for him.
I used to see Arthur just about every day there at the church, and there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't tell Arthur that I loved him. And he told me that he loved me. And every day, Arthur and I used to give each other a big hug. And, you know, that helps you when you get along to your day. Now, Arthur, like me, he had a temper. He had his shortcomings. He had his faults. But he had a lot of long suits, too. And, you know, we all have our faults. And we all have them. But Arthur was quick to apologize when he was wrong, too. He was wrong, he'd say he was sorry. Arthur had a good heart. And I know that he called out to God when he got stabbed. And I know he did. And I loved Arthur.
I knew Arthur pretty well. I'd been gone from church for quite a while, and so I come back, and it was during the week, and I walked in, and I said, "Gosh, I don't know anybody here anymore." And here comes Arthur walking up with me, going, "He said, 'You know me?'" And I said, "I sure do." And he gave me a big old hug. And the last I heard, then the next thing I heard, this was happening. But Arthur was a good man. He was a good friend. He was trustworthy. And if there's anything I can do with the family, I'll just call him.
I'd like to thank God for the opportunity of getting to know him. I've been knowing Arthur for a few years. We done a few things together years ago. And I must say, I'm very emotional. Because when I think about him, I think about my life now. And I thank God, too, that I had the opportunity to know him. And I thank God most for his mother. I love her so much. That woman, we always hug and we kiss every Sunday. She is so sweet. And he was so blessed to have a mother like her. And the sisters and brothers that he had. I just want to say God bless all of y'all. I pray that God help y'all to get through this time in need. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to say that I love you.
Amen. My name is Tammy, and I'm one of the people that came to the church every morning when Arthur was working, and he used to be me. I just want to say, my heart goes out to y'all. Be strong, and you just know God got you covered. When I heard about it, I didn't know it was in the name of the register because of the faith, but I'm just now really just finding out. He's a good person, got a good heart. He always was an encourager. He wasn't a discourager. You know, he was an uplifter. He wasn't a put down. You know, and I just want to say, God bless y'all. Be strong and know that God is always with you.
Arthur was my brother-in-law. And one thing about Arthur that I like that he found Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He got a certificate from Brother Kelly that he knew the Bible. I like that about him. He was a close Christian, and he worked in the church. I like that about him also.
Amen.
And my wife told me it was his birthday or Christmas or something. I bought him some shoes and pants and stuff for him. There wasn't all about that for me. Yeah, because you're doing good. You're working in the church. You deserve it. As long as you keep Jesus, he will carry you through.
My name is Lisa. I met Oscar when he moved in the Harvard Jetta where I live in Utah. And when I met him, he had a good heart. I knew he did. He told me, he told me he could help or anything. He would help. But I don't want to go back to y'all's family. I'm sorry. It kind of hurts me to know that it happened where I live, but still. He's with God.
Yes, he is.
what I did. He just didn't hear it. But I know God heard my cry every night.
Yes, he
did. So I just thank God for taking him on and taking that burden apart from me. So now I can get on with my life. And I just want to remember my brother the way he was.
After this, he was always office, not other than that. And he always was very part of the church. He would be with him around there, with the chicken with his head cut.
Arthur was a kind and tender-hearted person. My wife is handicapped, my mother-in-law, and often when they would go shopping, they would come by here and get Arthur, and he'd carry the food in the house for them, where they could get the food in the house. And he was just a sweet, sweet person. He cooked a lot of food here, fed a lot of sandwiches, fed a lot of hungry people. People just like him, people are poor and down and out. You know, we feed about 150 sandwiches a day, every day. It's a lot of work to make 150 sandwiches. It's not an easy thing. So Arthur often worked, and he worked hard, and he worked every day. So we're thankful for the great influence that he had in all our lives. We all smile more because of him. I'll miss his jokes. He was funny. He was a nice guy. He was a kind and tender-hearted person. He quickly repented when he did wrong. And just like me, he had to do that often. He had to do that often. But I have to do that often. I have to repent often. And so Arthur many, many, many times came to the front here. And I talked with him each and every time about his sins and about what he needed to do to get in better step with God. And so I know one thing. I know that he believed in the Lord. He had no problem believing whatsoever. He was just like me. He had a problem obeying. That's the problem. And, of course, I think some of y'all have that same problem too, don't you? You know, we don't have any problem at all believing. We have a problem obeying. And so God loves us. And his discipline often calls us home before we can be lost, before something bad can happen to us, before the wolf can get us. And so I'm absolutely convinced that when Arthur was stabbed the other night, he called on the name of the Lord. I know Arthur. I know that he called on the name of the Lord. No doubt whatsoever in my mind. None. And so I believe that, and I look forward to that. And we know Christ, our great high priest, is pleading for him. And there's one thing about the lawyer who's the king's son. He'll never lose a case. Fred, would you lead us in a prayer, and then I'm going to read this final scripture. Well, let me read this final scripture, and you can do a closing prayer. How's that, okay? From John 14, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is about to go to the cross. In my Father's house are many mansions, and that word there means dwelling places. And we know that God's work has been completed since before the foundation of the world. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus did not go to prepare us mansions. Those mansions were prepared from before the foundation of the world. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He went to the cross. so that we can go to those dwelling places, those mansions in the sky. He went and suffered and died the death that I deserve to die, that Arthur deserves to die, that you deserve to die. He went and died that death so that we could have free access to those dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you, the cross, so that we can have that place. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I know that God sends the angels to get us when we die. We had a sister here, Sue, that was dying and over at Donna's house, and Donna raised wolves then. And when she died, them wolves went to howling, and Jackie and Vernon and several of them was over there with Donna sitting with her while she was dying. Boy, they called me. They wanted out of there, man. Them wolves go to howling. But you know, those dogs could see things, I think, that we can't. And I know that the angels come to get us when we die. I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So we really don't have to worry about that place we go to, because it's where Jesus is. And whether I go, ye know not, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether you goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Isn't that wonderful news? That is wonderful news. Brother Freddie, will you come and lead us in a closing prayer, please?
This is my baby brother. This is my mother baby son right here. Could you stand up and just let them see you, please? This is my baby brother here. I only got two more brothers left, so I'm going to be in their business whether they want me to or not.
You ready? Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we come at this family's hour of bereavement, approaching your throne of grace and asking you, dear Father, to look down upon this family and bless them and keep them. We commit to you our brother, Arthur Thomas. We're asking that he will find peace and rest in your bosom. And we pray that the family will observe this as they walk through this busy life and understand that they too must go through the same challenge. We're praying to Father, as they go through these challenges, they will understand that you're there for them. We ask you, dear Lord, to love us all, for we fall short all of the time. But we're asking your prayers to lift us up. And we pray when it comes our time to quit this busy walk of man, and Satan plucks us from the ranks of the living, that we, your children, will have humbled ourselves, obeyed God, and come to what this, thus saith the Lord, before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do these things, you will help us to understand that even though this world may end, you are with us until you call us home. And when you call us, God, let us be fine and upstanding in your sight. Let us be loving and kind. And those who have not taken a stand for the Almighty God, help this word to prick their hearts, and they will come humbly, submitting themselves to God before it's everlasting too late. Don't let them be caught on the outside ark of safety, but help them to come to you, for only you can lift their burdens and guide them home. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Brother Johnny, would you ask the directors to come open the pulpit now? And we will, while we sing Amazing Grace, we're going to allow the congregation to come and pass by and view Arthur and say bye to the family, and then we go downstairs and eat. me to put this in the back, or you want it now?
That grace appear, the eye.
council's tied up for you, with his sheep securely hold you. God be with you till we meet again, till we meet. Jesus, please.